The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. I want to just thank you all for listening to the show today. We have a live show for you. Today is Wednesday, May the 11th, 2016. It's the middle of the week, and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to the show. Just waiting for Davis team to chime in for Wise Wednesdays that we have here on Tando Radio Show. As soon as Brother Davis comes up, we'll definitely get into Wise Wednesday. But just want to say thank you all for listening to. I know your day is busy. I know there's a lot of other things that you could be doing, but you are spending your time with us in this two-hour slot of the day, and we so, so appreciate it. But before we get into anything else, let's take care of the business at hand. And the business at hand is we must talk about supporting Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. And there is a way in which you can do that. You already know, you've heard about it. But if you haven't, let's reiterate it. Let's introduce it to you so that we can feed the roots from the great tree that's been bearing good fruit for us all. And that being Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are here. Right now, as we speak, Black Talk Radio Network, Black Talk Media Project is having a crowdfunding campaign that you can actually support, energize, and ensure that this network will continue to grow and will bring you some of the programming and make available for you to actually start to strategize, energize, and realize our destiny and our overall eternal capabilities. So how can you do that? You can do that by giving some of your energy, and that energy that is so important that you can give is financial energy that can translate into energy for this overall network to continue. One of the things that they didn't tell you about your overall labor was that it can be stored in energy. And one of the energy forms that it can be stored in is financially, so that that can be transferred to someone else and they could use it. And this is why we can't waste our energy. Our labor is valuable. The energy of our lives is valuable. So right now we're having a crowdfunding campaign that you can go to. Just go to Black Talk Radio Network and look for the crowdfunding digital black media campaign. And in that campaign, there are different contributions or donations that you can make that will offer the radio station financial support so that it can continue to do what it is doing. So important that we engage in this. Now, option one, There are three options, and the first option is as follows. Option one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 via PayPal or by sending a check or money order out to, or making a check or money order out to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120 is the zip code. That is P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120 is the zip code. And with that with that one-time contribution, you will receive the monthly statistic performance report of the radio station, as well as the social media operations via an email. So you can do that there. And that is option one. Now, all donations and contributions are very, very appreciated. We thank everything that you're doing, and you are actually, we take it as a responsibility and as a real sense of gratitude, and we are extremely thankful for you, all of you. And that is the $24.99 or less. Next option is option number two, where you can make a one-time contribution of $25, one penny more, in addition to receiving the monthly reports via the email. You will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation for the gift that you are contributing or donating to Black Talk Radio Network. And to receive more t-shirts, let's say you want two t-shirts, well, then it will come in intervals of $25, so you would just give $50. If you want three t-shirts, you would give $75. Four t-shirts, you would give $100. So that is option two. Next option is option three, and option three is where you will become a monthly a monthly contributor of $25 or more, in addition to receiving the monthly email reports and the free t-shirts, the Black Radio Station Matters t-shirts. You will also be eligible for gifts from the radio show. So this is for all of you that would like to make monthly contributions of $25 or more. And make sure that you give, if you're going to give $25 or more, make sure you give all of the shirt sizes for each $25 increment of donations or contribution that you will make, so that you will have an appropriate t-shirt size for each one. So if you have four t-shirts, make sure you have four different sizes, or the four sizes that you would like them in, or however you need to break it up. So that is the crowdfunding campaign that is going on as we speak, and is a very easy thing to do. You can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com and see the crowdfunding digital black media program that's there, and just hit the pay now, or you can also use your credit card or your debit card by way of that, or you can send in a check or money order also for that. So that is very, very important, so that this radio station continues to do and go where it needs to go. So now, with that being said, let's check out. Pretty soon, we'll be off of Facebook. That is going to be a good thing, in my opinion. So until then, if you would like to send us a message here at Tando Radio Show, just go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook, and that's Tando Radio Show on Facebook, and check us out there. You can if you like some of the postings that we have, you can, you know, definitely like them. You can actually comment there. If you're something that you have a question about something, you can send us a message, and you also can comment on the different postings that we have there. We're going to get into some of these postings for today. So, but also you can also, if there's some things that you would like to see, or you would like to have something highlighted here on Tando Radio Show, you definitely can do that there. So let's take a look at some of the articles that we posted today. But before we do that, I forgot to mention, there's also, if you're interested in supporting a very good black-owned business that has a great product, and that is a seasoning product. It's known as Uncle Fats. Have you heard me talk about it before? This stuff is absolutely I mean, this is a great, great seasoning. If you're interested in that, I use it myself. It enhances pretty much everything I put on it. I mean, I put it on. Great all-natural seasoning, great for your body. You're getting some of the essential minerals that you need and some of the vitamins that you need by way of the seasoning in your food. So if you're interested in that, you can go to getunclefats@gmail.com. Just email them at getunclefats@gmail.com. They are up, running, and shipping out orders as we speak. So if you are interested in that, definitely engage in that. I am a full supporter of that, and it is some really great stuff. Also, if you're interested in purchasing the precious metals, the five grades of precious metals, that being gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium, you can go to prosperitymint.com. That's prosperitymint.com. And you can check out what is there and make your purchase there. All of the shipping is free, which is a good thing. And there is a variety of different coins and rounds and bars that are there. So you can just go to Prosperity Mint, Prosperity, and that is Prosperity Mint.com for all of your precious metals need. And believe me, regardless of the shipping is I mean, they have no limits on how, no minimums. So if you are interested in buying the precious metals, which is real money, which you should be doing because it is actually the best form of money, and it actually preserves and protects your labor, this is what you should be doing, and not only saving in cash. I would never save in cash because you're saving in an instrument that's losing its purchasing power. So if you're interested in that, go to Prosperity Mint and make a purchase there. And you will be quite pleased at your overall purchasing and transferring your currency into real money. And that is going to protect you in so many different ways. We talk about them here, and we're going to continue to talk about them. So that is where you can go and buy the precious metals. Okay, now let's check out some of the things that we have posted there inside of Tando Radio Show for today. And there was a couple of them that was sent to us by a couple of brothers. Ra sent us some, and my brother Doug sent us some. So really, really cool stuff. All right, so let's check out some of the articles. Let me get down to it. Okay, here we go. First article comes from France24.com. And this comes from France24.com. And this is France, Prime Minister to use special powers to bypass Parliament on labor reform. This comes from France 24. And my commentary was, laws written on paper is the same as money written on paper. It's all based in fraud that real criminals can swipe away at their will because it is a malevolent creation. See, this is the thing about this whole thing. The laws mean nothing. They are fraudulent in nature because they are written on paper. They are written on paper. Your currency that so many of us have become to rely on, will be willing to kill for, we willing to die for, will be willing to do all sorts of things for, it is only valuable when people have confidence that it will be able to be paid off. Once that confidence is lost, it goes back to its true intrinsic value of pennies or zero. It is worthless. It's only worth the paper that is written on. So whatever the paper value of that small piece of paper, that is the true intrinsic value of it. So this is what they use to control, enslave, trick, and deceive, but more importantly, to harness our free will and our energy for their overall agenda. So this is an article. Check this out. Regardless of how they're going to use it, the overall underlying message behind it all is that all laws and currency is fraudulent at heart and in nature. So engage in non-fraudulent things. So check that out. Next article. My man, Brother Braggs, had posted this one. I'm sorry I didn't get to thank Brother Braggs on here. It was a pretty cool video, and this one came from, I don't know where it came from. Brother Braggs had got it. You know, Brother Braggs is a real car buff. And it's what it is Secret Service, Secret Service agents training in advanced reverse escape. And this was the article. I mean, well, the video that was there, and it's just this, you know, the beast, because that's the vehicle that the celebrity figurehead of the CEO of the corporation, the president of the CEO of the United States Corporation, Inc., rides in on full celebrity status. And this vehicle is showing just some of the tactics that they use in driving backwards. And my commentary was, I drove like this when I was 5 years old on my big wheel. So they ain't got nothing new on us, but it was just pretty funny to see. So next article we posted what today's show is going to be about. It's Wise Wednesday, and just waiting on Brother Davis. Let me see, is Brother Davis in queue? Brother Davis is not in queue yet. So we're just waiting on Brother Davis, and as soon as Brother Davis comes in, we will definitely get to Wise Wednesdays. Next article comes from, where does this come from? Bloomberg. Singer says gold rally just beginning as central banks are doubted. So check out this article also. Next article comes from the globeandmail.com. Okay. And it said, could cloud seeding have saved Fort McCray? And you know, this is funny, because Brother Ross had sent this and said this is that Brother Davis, that Brother Braggs was just talking about this, you know, seeding the clouds and everything else. Yes, seeding the clouds is nothing new. They've been doing this for a very, very long time. But this is, you know, one of the ways in which they have, and this is a good example of now, if they can seed it, they can seed those clouds for the purpose that they want to use it for. What does that tell you? That there is no such thing as a drought in today's world. They use droughts as a weapon, because food is always being used as a measure to enslave people. So check out that article. Next article comes from Yahoo Mail, banned from U.S. Congress House Network due to security risks. Also, our brother Ross sent this one. Check out this article, and this is telling about where things are going, and that this is key with the overall hacking, and it's going to come by different ways, but it's definitely going to come by way of the internet, because it was created by them for their overall design purpose. Next article is from the anti-media. The war in Afghanistan has turned generations of children into heroin addicts. One of the many catastrophe legacies left behind by the longest war in U.S. history. And let me tell you, this tells you everything. Sometimes, you know, it's amazing when you get these people that only want to keep their head in the sand as to what's really going on. You have in this picture, and you've all heard it all before, but we're going to keep bringing it to you in different ways, how the U.S. was protecting the poppy fields, the heroin fields, of everything else. So just throw everything you think for all of those so-called people that try to bring up, that's just a conspiracy theory, and all these people that keep their heads in the sands, and I would say foolishly so. This is pure evidence of what the true intention and nature of things are. They're engaging in illicit and illegal drugs in order to control people. And they have the audacity in today's world to put troops to protect these fields, U.S. troops to protect these fields. They make no qualms about it. And they do that for a reason. They do that because it's a slow, methodical, desensitizing program that they have you under. My man, Nathaniel Gills had posted something on Facebook today that was so cool. I'm so glad. And it said, "This is why you don't care." And it had sodium, an industrial barrel of sodium fluoride. And that is so true. This is why people don't care. It's because of the fluoride and a bunch of other things that they're ingesting. But see, you can ignore reality. Reality, but you can never ever ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. So check out this article. So true. Next one: China stock crashes, China stock market crashes, but it's not. But it is. And they wrote this wrong. But it is not the bad trade data. So check out this article. And this one is a pretty good one. Next article, you know, great article from the Walking Time. This is the future of God consciousness and the pineal gland activation. So that is a really, really good article, especially here on Wise Wednesdays. Check out that article. Next article, we want to hurry up because our brother Davis is in queue, but I want to give him some time to settle in and get ready. The next article is Chinese Navy may outnumber U.S. Navy by 2020. Do you realize
energy,
how big of an
environment?
Some say
is?
It's either or.
I don't buy it. We can produce more energy
and protect the environment. And
there's been a lot of progress.
Put politics aside.
Work together,
and they'll get that straight. But this is critical. Chinese Navy may outnumber U.S. Navy by 2020.
I'm Andy.
You know what that means? That's just in 3 years, 3.5 years, ladies and gentlemen.
Unmuted.
For that to happen. Very, very telling. Why is this? Because there is going to be a new superpower. And for it to be a new superpower, one has to step down. And guess what? Who's going to step down? Ha-ha, you know. The one in which you pay your taxes to. So check out that article. Next article, Brazil soccer star urges tourists to skip Rio's Olympics. Check out that article. Next one comes from Sputnik News. Echoes of Iran's nuclear deal. Iran vows to sink U.S. ships if threatened. Wouldn't be surprised if that actually happens. And that's going to set off a cascade of different events that are going to actually cause a great, great displacement and a decoupling of many things that you have known in your former life here on this planet at this physical time, in this physical moment. So check out this article. Next one comes from the Press TV, and this was from yesterday. New York subways gassed over bioterrorism. The New York City has released an odorless gas into the subways to experiment in an instance of, and I can't see the rest of it, but you can already see what this is. One day that training is going to go live, and you're going to see people rolling over on their backs just like, you know, if they had been fumigated, because that is what's going on. They always have these training programs that all of a sudden go live because we got blind faith. We trust whatever they do. No, it's only a conspiracy theory. So watch what happens when their conspiracy theories becomes your conspiracy agenda. Next article. This one came from Brian Douglas. Oh, man, this one is this dude almost had a heart attack. It was kind of funny watching this dude just go ballistic. This one is, it says, and it was a video. It's a YouTube video. Egyptians react to African Americans trying to steal his history. Oh man, this is crazy. Don't let the children read this because it has, of course, some vulgar words that are there. But it, for the adults, check out this, and it's comical, but it's not comical, but it's just what it is. This is, you know, where we are and some of the things that's going on. So that was some of the things that we posted today in Tando Radio Show. Like I said before, if at any time you would like to give us a like, that's there. We're greatly appreciated. Or if you have an article or something that you would like to see us post, Definitely do that. And I need to check really quickly, make sure that we didn't have any new questions that I didn't answer inside of Tando Radio Show. So if you have a question or comment that you would like to have read on air, or something that you would like to us to bring to you, definitely you can reach out to us and we will do it there. So with that being said, what time? Okay, we got 5 minutes. Brother Davis is here in queue. So what we're going to do, we got a station break that's coming up in 5 minutes. So what I want to do is I want to hand this over to Brother Davis and to give you a little introduction about what today's show is going to be all about. I'm looking forward to it. I'm eager to hear and I'm eager to learn. And I know that some of you have contacted me this week saying, you know, with some of the questions that you had for Brother Davis, and then Brother Davis is here himself. So definitely give a call and talk to Brother Davis directly, because he is the one that you actually want to direct your question to. And that is, you know, what he is here for. And he sincerely cares about you. He and Sister Davis. Much love, much respect to Sister Davis. Haven't heard from Sister Davis in a little while, so looking forward to hearing from her too also. But if you have any questions for Team Davis, and particularly for Brother Davis on Wise Wednesdays, today is a good time. When it comes to meditation, when it comes to actually looking at things in a much different, in a more holistic, in a more sustainable way, this is one of the people that I turn to. And this is an individual that I know that you all have come to love and adore. So let's go to Brother Davis, who is in queue. Brother Davis, are you there?
I'm here, brother. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is. That's why I'm always smiling and happy to hear your voice.
Well, actually, brother, I'm going to tell you, the scene today was just putting with you all the transitions that the traffic of life offers. I believe I hit every bump today. But well, it was good. Go ahead.
No. Finish out, Brother Davis. Okay.
But it's good to have the time to be able to sit down and commune with my brothers and sisters about what is going to help us become a greater person. And one moving forward, it brings more to the group, so we become a greater people.
Wow, that is so true. You know, us becoming better people and a better person and a greater people. That is so true. That I think that is sums up everything that we're doing here at Black Talk Radio Network, Tando, what you're doing, what we're doing collectively together, and that's the really important part. And I just want to thank you, Brother Davis, for you and Sister Davis doing what you're doing and taking out from your schedule, your busy schedule, to do your part in love, because that's how it's always received. So, Brother Davis, we got 2 minutes before we go to a commercial break, and then we'll come right back out of that commercial break. So I'm going to hand it over to you, and I'm here if anytime you need something. And I will let you know when we have some callers that are in queue, because I know a couple of people said that they wanted to ask you some questions. So just be ready for some questions today from some of the listeners.
Yeah, excellent. This is a great opportunity for me to give you a little understanding about the greatest part of who we are. And what is that? That is our true selves. But we also have to understand there is always a perception of deception in the duality of understanding our spiritual nature. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to start from the concept of how meditation has been able to help us move closer to who we are, not only mentally and psychologically, but spiritually. I'm also going to give you an understanding of how self has been programmed to work against what is best for the true self. Because when you identify your true self, you move beyond the fixings and the trappings of deception, which is the force behind Westernism. So please get your pencils and a piece of paper ready. Be by your phones. Call me, ask me whatever questions you like. If I can't answer, I will give you the references that I tap into in order to grow beyond my circumstance. Because what is important is to understand that we are greater than the image cast in the mirror. We are a part of something larger than ourselves. We are what is called the universe. Every man, woman, child, animal, blade of grass, seed, breeze, every drop of water is a part of something greater than it appears to be. And this is why we have Wise Wednesdays. So, before we go to break, this is Brother Davis letting you know, be prepared to call. I'll have your questions ready, and I'm fired up!
Family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslivinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show. Got something on your mind? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-PAM. Hit *61 at any time to signal the host. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I'm excited about having this opportunity to come to you today because the very thing that is holding us back is what we indulge in every day. And the reason why is because it's been designed that way. If you wake up and understand what you can do, you are empowered. And that's why I brought you along this path. I've given you the doorway to understanding how to be able to operate in the interest of self. The greatest purpose of a human, understand, everybody has an individual responsibility, but the greatest purpose of a human is to find their peace and happiness. And it's sad because we are given the illusion that these things exist outside our grasp. See, that is the deception. But what really is our problem is our perception of deception. You see, we have been taught many things that have been totally against us from day one. And what do you mean? I mean, we've been taught in an educational system that was not designed for us to rise to our fullest capacity. Well, sure, you can gain degrees that fit you into the mode of, should I say, the mode of imitation. See, when you're in the mode of imitation, you're imitating that which is projected to you to fit. So your perception is taken off of who you are and it's placed on the mode. Because when you fit into that mode, the system has a place for you in which you can operate in a state of normality. Is it comfortable? In most cases, it's not. Because then you have to accept certain things that you would not invite into your environment. But yet, I mean, it's a part of growing here in America. And a lot of people are determining to themselves that this is success. Another deception. Because if having material things is perceived by you to be success, then how will you ever learn who you are? Going and judging yourself by other people's standards. So, I've never said, and let me be very clear about this, I never said that you chose the wrong path. What I said is that this is the perception of deception. Because in reality, once you get, you ever get excited about something, or maybe to be a new car, or a new dress, fancy clothes, or that pair of shoes, or I've seen women get excited over jewelry. I'll go to different craft shows and I'll set up my display, and my objection of being there was to be able to expose a part of who I am in a manner which would make profit for me. Would I be willing to barter my skill? Absolutely. But when you come to me with a preconceived notion and you say to me, based on your notion, now what is your notion? Your notion is that I can afford, I can have, and in what I do, I see it all the time, because I make for those who can afford the very expensive, and I make for those who cannot afford it at all. Now that's an interesting concept, because I can't take and give what I have placed a lot of time and materials in away as if it has no value. So in order for me to be productive in this particular area, I seek those one people out who seek those things out on the highest level, because they feel that these things will add to their lives. And that's fine for me, because when a person buys my material from me, they're literally buying a piece of the experience of my time. Now see, that is a powerful statement, because your time is valuable, or you should place a value on your time. And see, a lot of people don't even see their time that way. And once again, we are doing that, we drift away from who self is, because self may have a different plan for how he or she wants to spend that time. And the reason why they do it differently is because of the perception. Oh, well, I could do better over this if I do that. But maybe if I go over here and, oh, I like this car here, but oh, wow, look at the Lexus. Now, you're not thinking in terms, because this is deception. You're not thinking in terms of what is easily placed into the budget that I have, because what easily placed into the budget that you have is very nice. But now you have been shown something and given the perception that you could enjoy yourself more and something else. So now your budget isn't your focus. What your focus now is, do I or don't I? See, they changed your reality and made you examine duality. It's a part of everybody's decisions. Think about it. How many times you say, oh, wow, I want that, but really, I don't have the money. I got to do this with this money. But when deception wins, you take that money and you might go ahead and buy that Lexus, or you might go ahead and buy that pair of shoes, knowing that you're going to have to hold off or put off or go through some kind of stressful transition somewhere along the line. But since it's not immediate, it's not purposeful. You see, when it comes to we as individuals, especially self-thinking individuals, when we start to grow, we start to examine everything closer. You know why? Because our vision becomes clearer. All of the clouds and the smoke and the film that was in the lens, it's gone now. And it's slowly dissipating because you're growing. So okay, say you say, okay, I'm gonna tell you what, I'm gonna just get what's in my budget, and I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna buy this Chevrolet Malibu, and you like it, you enjoy it, the car is more than comfortable for you, and you have the resources to at least be able to have a good quality of life with that aspect of what your focus was. You still was able to maintain that which you want. But every time you see one of those Lexuses drive by, because of that deception, you're thinking, I could have had that. You know, I got the numbers, I could have had that. And you know, the sad part about that is that that takes away from you growing in you. Because when you're growing in you, you're sitting back and you're really giving thought, well, look, this is my budget, and this is what fit into it. So I got what fit into my budget. Now I could go ahead and expand myself in other areas or do other things because I'm not really stretching myself out, okay? But in the spirit world, what you're saying to yourself is, I know, but I don't want to know. What does that mean? That means I know that really I'm not going to find my happiness in this. Now, so what I know is I need transportation. And believe me, your spirit knows that. But when you're working for what is the best interest of you, you begin to see the shadow you cast. When I say the shadow you cast, you ever look at the sun, and then if you look at the totally opposite direction of the sun and at the ground or the wall, you see your shadow. You see, that's your true self. Because in reality, when you move, it moves. So your mind doesn't think on its own. And what does that mean? That means your brain is in a constant state of energy. So when things go along, like in your body, your natural automatic function of your body is not thinking about what it does. It just does. And see, that's what happens to your shadow. It doesn't think about what you're doing. It just does what you do. So we have to give a greater purpose to our focus on self. And everybody, every country has the phrase, people die for the lack of knowledge. Well, it is an external knowledge. It's internal knowledge. What do you know about yourself? You see, a lot of times we as people have so many transitional thoughts, we really lose who we are. Think about it. How many times you get up in the morning and say, oh, I got to go to work today, but think about it, when I go to lunch, I'm going to have my favorite, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to meet with so-and-so. Then you go, oh, well, I know such going to be there today and bug me. All of these things play a role in keeping the deception alive. But it doesn't really operate in the purpose of self. You have to, when you operate there, you give self purpose. So the reason why this topic is so important is because sometimes we literally do things that self isn't benefited by, and you're not benefited by. But you know why you do them? For one aspect or another. It may not have anything to do with how you really feel about yourself. It has more to do with the fact that you can. And the sad part about it is that you haven't given a lot of thought to what you're doing, because a lot of that becomes habit and you just flow with it. And the sad part is that a lot of times at the end of the day, you're like, oh, wow, I didn't enjoy myself at all. The company wasn't the best in the world. Then you always come across somebody who just vilifies you. And what is that? I mean, they get in front of you and they talk to you and they think they're having a good time, but all you hear is a bunch of vulgarity. And then, you know, it really wouldn't have bothered you before you started to wake up. But when you started to wake up, you realized, you know what, I could use the English language in a manner that those people around me would not be offended. And why do you think about them? Because you become offended. And you're a part of something greater. See, Westernism does not want you to understand that. But you know those times. You know those times. If you've been someplace with somebody you thought was a friend of yours and they did something entirely different than what you expected. Literally, because your self, your true self, in the question. Westernism teaches, well, if you're in that company, then that must be who you are. It has nothing to do with who you are. You might have just been the wrong place at the wrong time. And the reason why that happens is because you're not activating those things that are of your best interest. You're activating those things that are outside of you. When you activate those things that are inside of you, you know, you're happier with your decisions. You think about it. I mean, when you make a decision that your spiritual self benefits by, every aspect of you finds a certain degree of joy in you being able to make that decision. Because, once again, truth runs into programming. And I'm going to tell you something. That is a hard, hard truth. Because nobody really, think about it, nobody really wants to focus on the truth. Because when you do, did you know when you go to the store and you go to the counter and you buy your item and you give the person $10 and they give you the change for $20? That's the programming hitting the truth. So you feel a lot better when you say, excuse me, can you check that bill again? And they say, oh, wow, excuse me. And you gave me a 10 and I gave you change for 20. You see, we become purposeful when we operate in self. Because self really wants us to benefit through truth. That's what we are designed to do. We're not designed to steal, kill, and destroy. We're literally designed to live in rhythm, in a harmonious universal rhythm called life. And what makes it operate in harmony is when you operate in truth. But understand, that requires something of you. And everybody has it in them. Even if they go out their way to defeat it, what do I mean, go out their way to defeat it? Some people are like, look, I know what I should do, but this is what I'm going to do. The perception of deception. We are at a time in our lives right now where if enough of us really start focusing on the truth, we can change the world. And the reason why we can change the world is because we're not accepting what is given to us anymore. And here's what's the sad part. You have to begin to know yourself to believe in yourself. I said in the beginning that when one of us comes together and wakes up and begins to follow that path for the truth, and then another, we become a few, then we become a group, then we become a community. It grows. You have to see that life is greater than who you are. But you serve a purpose in that process. And that is why you're being so bombarded with all of these aspects of deception. Not just sometime, all the time. Not in one venue, in many venues. Because this system is trying to get you to do the most stressful thing that your body can go through. And that is called fear. If you are afraid, you build a stress mechanism in you that literally sees things not as they are, but as fear wants you to perceive them to be. A guy said to me the other day, you know, there was another shooting, and there's a young brother that died. It happened 4:00 in the morning. Well, those are the bewitching hours. When you look at the clock, from 12:30 to 4:30 in the morning is where most of the most dastardly things in the world are done. And under the cloak of darkness. On a personal level. Now, understand how I said that. Because when you move up, the higher up you go, the more they'll do it in a plain sight and just tell you a lie about it. Perfect example is the government in which we live. For those of you who don't know, we've killed millions of people already this year just through our policies. And a lot of Americans say, well, it wasn't me, but you're in the political process right now. And if you are exercising your right in the political process, the people that you put in, they're saying that it's okay with you for them to do these things. And you're saying nothing. No one is really giving you the truth. If Hillary Clinton was giving you the truth, you know what she'd say? Yeah, well, listen, I know when my husband was in office, we did come up with some policies that locked up a lot of black men, destroyed black families from then for decades to come. But if you just vote for me, I'll tell you what, I'll keep that process up. That's the truth, you know. Even if you don't want to accept it, that's what she's demonstrated. Let's look at Bernie. Bernie's saying, look, I'll change things around, but I'm going to change them around in a manner in which everybody gets everything equal. Well, that's closer to the truth. But what is the cost of that? Will he have to go to war? Would he stop? And then ask yourself these questions. They're trying to push a law through Congress right now in which your daughters can be drafted. Is Bernie saying that he would stop that? You see what I'm saying? That deception is everywhere. So you literally are founded in a deception that you're just taking part of. But you can do something about it. You just got to start with you. And I have to start with me. That's why I said when I was meditating about truth and how we have to journal it so we can stay on that path of truth so that we don't become swayed, because it's a 24-hour battle in our minds. And the reason why it's a battle in our minds is because when we make the decision in our minds and we start doing the things that's going to structure and strengthen our minds, then our minds are going to choose the right path through the process of evaluation, because you are not inherently an evil person. And because you're not going to choose the path of evil. My brothers and sisters, the deception that we have going on inside of us is what's going to destroy us, because we are not taking ownership about making change. We are not saying, listen, this is it, I've had enough. Everything I do now, I'm going to evaluate to make sure that I benefit, my family benefits, my house benefits, my community benefits. Because I'm not telling you that you got to go out here and be a community worker, but if you choose to, the community needs it. I'm not telling you that your change has to be so transforming that everybody that you know will see it, but if you stay on the path of truth, I can tell you that'll happen. You see, what is important is you. That person that is called self. Because when you look in the mirror, that's really not who you are. That's actually the vessel that possesses you. Now, some people maintain a good quality of vessel. Some people don't. Some people are deceived into believing that taste is good, and they go out and they buy all these foods that taste good, but they have no nutritional value. They bring nothing to the house, or should I say the shell that your energy travels in. And see, here's what you don't know. And I try to stay away from different things because then people want to go into explanations, but I'm ready to give you explanations tonight. Here's what you don't know. We have been taught wrong about everything, about life, about death, about destruction, about good, about evil. The only reason why is because we have the deception. In order for it to work, it has to stay alive. Perfect example. You know now, you hear it just the other day on the news, they were talking about these terrorist groups again. Well, that's to build the fear in you that you may walk out the door in terror, step into a terror situation. Well, in most cases, if you look at all of the attributes in your community that contribute to these things, no wonder people are going off. You just happen to be psychologically balanced enough so that you can still be able to function in a society that is totally inundated with negativity. And I mean totally inundated with negativity. And the sad part about it is that We are the type of people who, once we close our door, then we get home and go, I tell you, we know we left all of that outside. But we fail to realize that our purpose is further and greater than ourselves. What do I say further? Because when we extend ourselves, whether through conversation, vision, training, teaching, we are extending ourselves into the universe. So if we extend ourselves into the universe in a positive way, we will get that in return. It's just that people get so upset behind what is going on that they have no control over. But why? I mean, I hear people say, well, when my time comes. What do you mean? What time is it? What time are you talking about? Because in reality, if you're talking about when you die, you're talking about it from the perspective of Westernism. Because in reality, we don't die. We can't die. We're energy. This vessel that we're traveling in now may last as long as we sustain it or maintain it, or our thought process keeps it in areas where it's not in danger. But because there's so much negativity in the society, that you can go outside, and if you are not focused on what your purpose is out there, that environment will intrude on you. And many a times it has cost people to go through transformation. And transformation is not bad. The reason why transformation is not bad, because if we haven't learned how to be able to be communicable in this lifetime, then we can't move on. We have to come back to the place where we left. A lot of people are trying to figure that out, and I told you, if you give me the calls, I'll tell you. But how can we expect to evolve when we're not doing the things that give us a greater understanding of where we are, so we can evolve to some place we know is there? I'm not asking you to believe. I'm not asking you to have faith. I'm asking you to look at the life process. You don't think that you could undergo the greatest miracle known to man, to be born into this space called the universe for no purpose at all? And if so, then their deception works. It's working on a lot of people every day. But if you realize that there's a purpose in your life and you want to find that purpose, it's out there. It's available to you. Once you find that path, that purpose will be exposed. But why will it be exposed? Because you're seeking it. That's a positive thing. And when you do the positive things, they come back in return. Now, I'm hoping people, really, I'm hoping you got some questions. I'm hoping you buy your phones. I'm hoping that you really consider where you are at this present time in space. And the reason being is because the way these people that are running this world are doing things, we are going to be in for a serious, serious clash. I should have said crash. If you look at the movies, they tell you it's what they call Armageddon and all this crap. But listen, we're getting ready to go to a break. So after the break, please, pick up your phones, call me, because I'm going to tell you, I do have a lot of information that I want to give to those people who ask the right questions, because if you don't ask, then you're not deserving of the answer. Think about that.
Brother Davis, I got a question after the break.
Hey, all right, brother. Well, a caller in queue, too, after the break, Brother Davis.
Excellent. Let's go to the break, then, and then I jump on you, Scotty, and get the call in the queue, because I am right.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
We are back. Okay, Brother Scotty, what's your question?
My question goes back to something you just mentioned, and there have been news reports that the politicians in Washington, D.C. are trying to pass a law to where they can draft your daughters, throw them into combat, throw them into the infantry and what have you. So as men with three daughters of drafting age, I'm talking about myself, if that law passes, how do I protect my daughters from being drafted? How do I stop them from coming by force and taking my daughters? That's my question. Thank you.
Well, first of all, got an inert system. They've already told you that this is what they want. Now, they don't want to elevate this into a confrontation because most of the people.
Brother Davis, I can't hear you. You seem to be coming in real low. Is that just me on this end, or?
No, that was my mistake. I have my phone in the situation.
All right, I got you now. I can hear you.
Okay.
Now.
Okay, but a lot of people are not thinking like you, and the reason why they're not is because they have already conformed to something that hasn't happened yet. Whereas what they should be doing is looking at this personally, like you are. You're looking at it from a position of self. So what is the extent that I may have to go through so that I could see that my daughters don't become victimized by the policies that I don't even agree with? And that's a fair question. But in reality, what we have to do is we have to focus on this question from the standpoint of how do we put a wrench in the work and how many people are willing to voice themselves in the same manner so that they could see that this is not what we want. Because I'm going to tell you something, brother. These people who speak out front, who bring with the truth, are going to be the first people they target, especially if it's only one or two. But if they start a petition right now, like-minded people, start a petition right now, start that on a community level, move it up to the city level, put it on the net, you're going to be surprised at how many people feel the same way you feel. Because guess what? They're not bringing all of these questions into the public spectrum. They get a 10-second or a 15-second blurb on TV. But yet and still, they're talking about affecting generations of women. Now, let me tell you what that means. That means that they literally can stop the reproductive process as us as a people. They're taking away the wellspring. They know this. Believe me. So literally, and Scotty, since you mentioned it, three people had talked to me about this here over the last week that I mentioned, and I said to them the same thing. And one of them, the brothers, decided to get together with his fraternity and bring this to the attention of his fraternity. And he's talking about connecting with other fraternities so that these brothers can literally put their voices together as one. So since you mentioned that, I'm going to give him a call, probably not tonight, because I get off at 8, and right now I'm down in Tennessee. So I'm like in an hour behind the East Coast. So I'm going to shoot him a text tonight, and I'm going to see where he's at on that. Because I do believe that if we go ahead and start networking, we can be able to put a wrench in the works, because this bill is still really in the stages of moving to the next. It's been identified what they want to do. It's been presented. But there's things that we can do in this process to throw a wrench in the works. But see, the biggest problem is, and those people who are sensitive to what I'm about to say, please don't see it from a personal aspect. See it from a community aspect. Those people who do not look like us think they're going to be exempt from this. But one thing about evil, it does not discriminate. So therefore, when you hear about things such as this, this is just not daughters of black men who are in danger. These are everybody's daughters who fit that so-called poverty level. Now, why do I say poverty level? And the reason why I say poverty level is because most of them are thinking that our brain process will not allow us to do anything that's going to be effective. I understand how I said that. But you have an excellent forum right here to be able to open the doors and say, listen, we need to come together, and if this is a serious avenue of which approach we want to take, why don't you connect with the fraternities, let them know where we are on the internet dial and what the topic is, and we need to have the input for all areas of the country so that we can begin to voice ourselves in numbers, and then we can also network and build ourselves a foundation. But we're going to have to take this personal. And I'm going to tell you something. It bothers the hell out of me, because they don't think we're going to do anything. And for some reason, those people who go to those gun shows, they think that their solution is, all we're going to do is just lock ourselves up, and if somebody comes in, we're going to kill them. Well, the sad part about you, in the same boat I'm in. Only thing you did was went out and bought yourself a whole bunch of ammunition. But in reality, they're going to fall under the same rules unless we do something. So, yeah, you're right, brother. I would say, without a doubt, start talking to other people. I would even say, if you're to that point, you write opposition, just a letter of opposition, and post it on the internet, and let's see how many people come back and agree. And that way we have building right there what they call a subject matter, and which people can go to, and we can start networking, and we can see people from different parts of the country, and we can give them the information to help them in their areas, and they can give us stuff that'll help us in our areas, and we could probably unite ourselves into a great voice. But we don't have time to sit on our thumbs, because guess what? They expect nothing. They don't expect any challenge to this. And you can challenge any law as the public. Now, we do know we're in a different time, but we can't for 1 minute give up on our daughters, because that is the wellspring of the people we are, because they will bring forth the next generation and the generation after that and the generation after that. And I'm going to tell you something, brother. If not you, who? And I'm not saying that to just you. I say that to me, to myself every day. If not you, who? Because a lot of times the stuff I talk to you on, we talk about this kind of truth. This ain't coming from no national net radio. This ain't coming from no international major ABC, NBC crap. The reason being is because too many people would see and examine this just like you are. But we have to put it out there so we can get those kind of numbers, at least get the kind of exposure that other people are going to begin to say, look, we represent this, and we want to stop that. What do we do? There are black people out here that they literally have the skills to help, that are doing nothing because they don't hear a voice. We got to bring voice to this issue. So I'm gonna tell you, I'm down. I'm like I said, I'm gonna shake the trees that I've already talked to, and I'll get back to you on what the concepts they are coming up with. And I'm gonna definitely say, listen, I know somebody who literally can offer us an avenue to be able to put this here on a forum, but you're going to have to get people to at least call in and express themselves, and then maybe set up a web page on Facebook so that we can build on whatever avenues of attack we choose. But we have to be in unison if we're going to change this. Because I'm going to tell you something, it's not going to get easier. Look at the politicians in this season. It's not going to get easier. We got to strike now. And Tando Radio tells us every day about what's building up other places. So this literally is an emergency situation. So I hope that helps you. But if not, like I said, I'm a call friend. I'm going to hit a few Texans out tonight to see what they're doing. And then if not, I'm going to say, well, look, this is a possibility. What do you think in reference to being able to, if it's just an internet radio show, just set it up so you can have people calling in all over the country. We'll put it on Facebook, say 7 to 10 days prior, so people all over the country will know this is going to happen at this given time. And let's just make it happen. We can't sit back and think somebody's going to do what we can do ourselves. So I hope that helped you, Scotty. And Dave, if someone's on the telephone with a question, let's go right on with it, brother.
Here we go.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
This is Brother Jam, calling from Lubbock, Texas.
Brother Jambone.
How's it going there, Brother Davis? This is good evening. How's it going? It's been a long
Brother,
time.
Every day is a good day. Every day is a good day.
Well, my question is, I had a crazy experience the last 2 days, and it's a new co-worker I'm training on my job, and he's a priest, non-denominational. How you pronounce that?
Non-denominational.
Yeah, priest.
Yeah.
And we was having some conversations about casting spirits and so forth, and he was sharing me about his experiences going and praying, helping people and everything. And I told him about some of my experiences, some of my dreams as a child, as a grown man. And I told him about the voices and how I got rid of the voices. Then I explained to him about the shadows and how I found out about the shadows people. Then I told him about the man with the hat in the shadow. Then I told him about the girl with the pigtails in the shadow. Then it went on where I explained to him that I had like a short, I guess you want to call a short dream where I went into another dimension where everything was dark. Maybe I've watched too many movies or it's my imagination, because you know I like to use my creative imagination a lot. But anyway, long story short, I went into this another dimension where everything was pitch black and dark. And it's pitch black and dark, like everything that was supposed to be, I guess you could say, supposed to be real was shadow. And that the living had spotted me, and I didn't supposed to be there. And somehow or another, it came to my mind, I said, well, they wasn't going to take me, and I had the power to control everything. So what I done, I opened my hand, and I was able to absorb whatever was living. The shadow people, cat, dog, trees, anything that came at me, I was able to absorb. Then I had fear for all of them. Then I decided to come back into reality and take it from there. That's when I woke up. What would be, I don't know how to say it, what be a good interpretation of this? Have you heard anything as the shadow people and people casting out these spirits and so forth? And has anybody have ever had an experience traveling to another dimension, such as what I said, everything pitch black, where everything is a shadow? And did they ever have the power to absorb it and use it to create whatever they want to, if they needed to, and come back into reality?
Well, brother, yes, they have. But you know what's unique about that is that a lot of what they perceived in their travel had to do with what they emanate. So that's energy in which you possess. Okay?
Okay.
When you are bombarded, like right now, we're in a bombarded state of programming. Everything is either war, or it's evil, or it's destructive. And these acts are becoming more and more blatant. I mean, you look in the movies right now. There are more movies that are based on the destruction of the world, the destruction of man, but yet man always seems to come out in the end. And you know why? That's the design of the program. See, we have to separate ourselves from the programs. Because in reality, brother, when you were in that dark place, it should have emanated. It should have. I've seen myself in dark places, and as I walked through, the light reflected what was around me, and I realized I was in grassy meadows, and I might have been walking up the side of a mountain, being exposed to different things in that process. And see, we can't look at self through the lenses of the deception. And see, that's what the programs do. If you watch a lot of monster pictures and pictures based on the destruction of other people and the evil process and possession, well, those sort of things will happen in your mind when you travel, because you already had that perception. And see, you may not want to think about them, but that's what moves in and out of your thought process. So you're going to emanate what your mind perceives. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so important that we see what we emanate. And see, when I perfect example, when you go out, when you wake up in the morning, you go out in the street and you say hello to somebody, and they look at you and they don't say nothing, are you offended? And so why?
No.
You see, you are emanating an energy that people can partake of, or they may not. Well, you can't be offended by it. So when you go into dreams like out there, think of the baggage that you're carrying. Because I'm going to tell you, in reality, brother, if you were in a state of peace, then there'd be nothing that you would have to fear or you would feel was going to harm you. Because in reality, that's not where your head is at. That's not where your mind is at. You're not trying to do that to other people. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So there are people with a bunch of baggage all over the place. But that doesn't mean that theirs is yours. I watch TV if I'm with a circumstance that permits that. But a lot of times I'm in my truck, I'm reading, I'm on the road, I'm talking to my wife, I'm in my workshop, I'm making stuff with jewelry with my hands, because I'm emanating creativity. And that creativity, I'm trying to guide people to understand I don't possess anything special. You got the same thing I got. It's how you use what you got. And see, you, this brother, this guy that you got at work, you get to say, okay. That's it. Because really, what you're saying is he's relating something to you that makes you think that maybe you was a part of that. Well, I can't determine that for you. But I can tell you this, that what you become a part of possesses you. So if you allow yourself to get caught up in somebody's concept of life, then even when you don't want to think about it, that conversation visits your thought process. And see, he may not even know. He might be trying to see how he is affecting you. Or he sees the energy coming from you, and he would like you to direct that energy so it can be a tool, or he could learn how to use it. We can't interpret what people see from us or in us, but what we can do is make sure that we don't become victimized by the concepts of other people. Even if you've had those dreams in the past, that's okay. That's a part of the growth process. But now we are emanating a new man, and this new man is not going to be tolerant of being victimized by his perceptions of what life has been. He's trying to change that. You see what I'm saying? That's what Brother Scotty was just saying. He's trying to change. He's looking at a great mountain, and he's looking at, how do I change this mountain? And he starts the process. And everybody who looks at this mountain and sees his vision is going to be a part of that process. And see, that's what power and energy does. It grows. And when you literally step out in yourself and you begin to really examine what you have done to this point, look at the fruit in your life and ask yourself, does anything in those visions reflect the true fruit of your life? And if it doesn't, then it's a waste of your time. So we all got fruit. We may not see it as fruit. I'm going to tell you, I looked at my neighbor playing with my granddaughter. Now, they don't know each other, okay? But his daughter was having so much fun with my granddaughter. He came over to me and he said, they get along real well, don't they? I said, yeah. He said, do they know each other? I said, no. He said, did you introduce him? I said, no. He said, well, what happened? I said, well, my granddaughter was out there playing with the ball in the grass, and she came over, and they had a few words, and they started playing. And he said, wow. Now, here's what's unique, I didn't tell you. He's a white guy. And I know he has racist, I know he has some racist attitudes about him, because when I'm in Harrisburg, I stay at my father-in-law's. He lives in this very, very nice community, old historic homes. But see, what I'm trying to show you is that what emanated out of my granddaughter attracted his daughter. If I would have went out there and said, oh, well, look, let's do something different, I would have changed the connection. But when he seen it, I know he was shocked, because he had to look out his window for a period of time. And when he came out on his porch, he had a dumbfounded look on his face. Because understand, my granddaughter's not up here all the time. She was up here because I was up here. So there's a lot of dynamics that flow in letting energy emanate from you. But if it's the negative energy, you're going to get negative reaction. If it's positive energy, you're going to get positive reaction. So you be sure next time you're around that guy, that you, when you listen to him, everything that he reflects to you that may be controversial, turn around and focus it on something positive about him. Now, I don't know this guy, but if he says, you know what, man, I had a strange dream last night that I was being attacked from demons, and I said, well, did you talk to him? I said, what did you mean? Well, you're so good with the English language. I mean, I thought maybe you get dismantle their power by just talking to them using your power. Well, what do you mean? Well, you know, when you can use the English language, you can literally talk people into understanding the image that you're trying to convey. See, what you're doing is you're changing his absolute into a positive. Now, why do I say absolute? Because he may not know where it comes from. When people say absolute, they regularly say Lee behind it, meaning something specific. But when you say absolute, it leads people to think absolute what? Well, you can't determine what he's doing. But if you change his conversation around by admiring him or projecting an admiration, he's going to see you through a different lens. And see, that's what we must do. We must emanate society to know that we are the light. And when you could see clearer, if you want to deal with me, all you have to just open yourself up and be precise. Brother, what I'm telling you is very basic. He didn't come and start talking to you like that for nothing. There's something he's seen in you. And what it was, I don't know. You have the relationship with it. But you can build on that and change that to your advantage. And then when he comes over, you'll know. You know why? Because he'll approach you entirely different. And then you'll see the fruit of your time. You see, we should always look for the benefit of our circumstance. It may not be right away, but when it does, you'll know. And don't think for a minute that that's going to change him overnight. No, we didn't get to where we are or become who we are overnight, so it's not going to change overnight. Did that help you at all, brother?
Yeah, it surely did. I have another question to ask you.
Sure.
Are you planning on having anything as energy perception classes on Skype or anything like that?
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you, I've been thinking a lot about how to get people to understand the volume of self. When I say the volume of self, I mean, we live as an energy on so many levels, but a vibration from somebody, that's like what you've done. It was what you did with this other guy was a transference of vibration. But yet, your vibration was enough to get his attention, enough for him to be able to feel that he can expose himself. We have to be able to put ourselves on a level in which we can at least convey our ideas so that we can move forward to a greater humanity. And see, it's a full-time job, because look, we're being bombarded with all this negative stuff I just told you. Matter of fact, my son, who's 35 years old, was talking to me about the new X-Men movie. Now, I know he's a photographic buff. He's into the special effects and all of that, and he was saying, oh, Dad, you know, I can't wait till this movie comes out. And I'm saying to him, what about the side effects? What about the storyline? He said, you know, I'm not in all that. I said, but it has an effect on your thought process. All these images going in your mind. He said, I look at it from an analytical standpoint. I wondered how they were able to get these special effects across. And you're telling me, I said, the story has a purpose behind it, son. I'm not telling you not to go because I know how you are and I do understand what your purpose is. But on the other hand, they're still going to be able to attain from you what they put this picture out for. Gaining your interest.
It's the effect on the masses, Brother Davis.
Absolutely.
Some of us can handle what they throw at us, but the most people's minds, have been prepared through what Brother Dave calls schooling to accept the programming. So while, like he's saying, like your son's saying, I'm looking at it from a film director's perspective, a creator, a producer. I'm looking at it on the technical. But, the masses of people sitting in front of those big giant screens, they're being fed a storyline, an agenda, and an ideal. And so what are
Absolutely.
Those? Yeah. I feel you.
Absolutely. And see, what we fail to realize is that everything that goes through our windows, where our windows is our ears, our eyes, see, whatever goes through those are implanted in our life experience. Some people say it's the electromagnetic rhythm of memory that goes through our body. When that image is there, it doesn't go away. You have to do things to rid yourself of those images. And that's why I was saying when we started this here concept of meditation, we have to dump the waste and we have to put in the positive. That way we reinforce ourselves in a subconscious level to the point where it becomes physical. And see, don't think that process doesn't work in reverse, and that's what that movie does to me. There are other people you watch, do what you want to do, because you are the ruler of yourself. And I don't tell people that I have a right to intrude into your process. All I do is give information the way I disseminate information, the way I received it, because I know that everybody does the same. They put their pants on the same way. Water goes in, food goes into their body the same way, unless circumstances change that due to a lack of focus. But literally, as a human being, no one is any better than the other, and that's really the truth. So I hope that helped you with your second question there, brother.
Oh, it really did. I appreciate you, Brother Dave.
Not a problem, man. Listen, I enjoy what I do. And I hope I was helpful to you.
Yes, you were. Peace to everyone. Talk to y'all later.
Peace, brother. Okay, listen, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we're coming up on another break. Please, I'm giving you a little bit more time to understand the importance of the phone call, because right now, really, what we are in the midst of, we are in the midst of the care of our life force. And our life force is constantly evolving, because every time your eyes perceive something or your ears perceive something, it leaves an irrefutable mark on the tape of your life. And to give you a better idea, you know how you download something? Well, you download it to your hard drive, and then when you're done with it, you delete it off your hard drive. Well, when you delete it off your hard drive, it really doesn't disappear. It's still there. It's just taken out of that space and put somewhere else. See, we're trying to delete your hard drive so we can put some good stuff on there and transform the world. Now, I'll tell you, that is a miracle that can be done by us human beings, one by one, gathering ourselves from the small to the large, from a group to a village, to a city, to a nation. But we got to do something. And right now, I'm going to tell you something. We're at a great place to start, because we don't have a lot of time. So after the break, please give us a call. Let us answer your questions. And if not, at least have a pencil, a piece of paper, so you can do some of your own due diligence. And now, when you come back, I'm going to focus on vibration and why deception and vibration really are clashing, and what that means to self. So, if you have any questions.
I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
I'm back, brothers and sisters, and I'm going to tell you something. We're living in a great, I just said going off there, we're living in a great time. And the reason why I say we're living in a great time is because in spite of everything that's happening around us, we can do things to start on the level we are to make change. And one of the reasons that we can is because we have what's called a natural vibration. And our natural vibration literally can be a sound that you can hear if you put yourself in the right place. Those of you who have been meditating by now should already understand the natural harmony of your bodies. And for those of you who have been focusing on truth should have journals right now where your truth has clashed with programming. So literally, the more times it clashes now, clash is a challenge. What is a challenge? A challenge is when your truth clashes with a program and you choose truth. Because every time there's a clash in your life, you grow spiritually. And the reason why you grow spiritually is because a part of who you are in this world has been taught to seek things outside yourself. Well, your real reward is inside yourself. When you begin to understand the natural vibration that you emanate, and you can respect the importance of a glass of water. Now, why do I say a glass of water? Because it serves a greater purpose. Once that water goes into your body, it adds to the automation function of your body. And the reason why I say it's autotonic, not automation, but it adds to the natural. Your body is what? 78 to 90% water? So when you give it what it is, you only expand on it. And see, that's what we have to do as humanity. We have to give what it is. We have allowed our whole lives to be changed based on a few people that have evil intents. And the sad part about it is that they begin to realize what they can do when you invite them. I know a lot of y'all are saying invite them to. Oh yeah, you invite them to now, because literally they've pushed you to a point now where you're in their system. But their system is at its end. It's about to fall. And people say, well, what do you mean it's about to fall? Well, you look at the signs around you. Why do you think so much fear is being emanated on the TV set? Why is it targeted, this fear targeting so many people? I mean, the sad part about it is that the people who are causing you to fear are the very same people that are telling you to fear to fear. But yet they're not. It doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? So we got to open ourselves up to what is truth. And our truth is not their truth. So when we operate in our truth, we can't be afraid that we can't have a fear that is stronger than our eagerness to see change. And the reason why is because fear is the ground where stress strives, and stress brings in a lot of other problems, especially physical problems. I mean, people fail to realize that between stress and negative food and negative deception, we literally surrender ourselves. When you start changing these things, first of all, your body will be able to control stress. And when you begin to see that your body can control stress, you should be asking yourself, well, what else can it do? Because I love you, but the truth is you don't even operate in 7% of what you own. You let your right side brain, which is so analytical, overpower the left side of your brain, which is more creative. But if you focus on the left side of your brain, do you realize some of the greatest inventors in the world were right-sided thinkers? Some of the greatest people in the world were right-sided thinkers because they were exposed to the things that allowed them to believe they can achieve what others thought they could not. I don't know what I was doing when I seen this article about this sister, young girl, who had no arms but won a penmanship contest. Did you hear what I said? She had no arms, but she won a penmanship, a writing contest. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, when I think about the process, that was a slap in the face. Why? Because it showed that she had vision that was far beyond what appeared to be her capabilities. And here's the catch. She's no different from you. She just worked with the circumstance she was in. I'm going to tell you, the more I read about this story, the more I would love to have met this sister. And here's the catch. She might be 10 years old. Did you hear me? She might be 10 years old. Now, look at the nuances of this. I told you, she has no arms. So she had no arms, she had no hands. And she won a penmanship contest. She had to learn to write in a manner that was unbecoming of the human thought process. You see, every day when someone demonstrates their potential to be great, they're reflecting upon you, your potential to be great. And when we don't see that, we are seriously neglecting what we could be doing right now. And I'm going to tell you something. I get fired up when I see that. I would just love to have her phone number to call her and say, sister, I only have one question for you. What is your relationship with yourself to have such vision? Because I'm going to tell you something. She had to believe on the level that most people are incapable of. Think about that. And she's not the only one. She is not the only one. So if that's the case, and she can do and show such a remarkable talent in the midst of her circumstances, what do you think you could do if you just decided, you know what? I'm going to make a change, and I'm going to start this today, and I'm going to initiate it everywhere I go to open up doors that may not have been opened up before to get this across. If we don't think in terms of the impossible, how could we ever achieve it? I'm not telling you something that I read. I'm telling you something I live. If you people have been focusing on the times that I've done the show, you've heard me say things like, how can you believe you can achieve the impossible if you don't believe you can achieve it? The system teaches you can't. I'm telling you. I know you can. Some of the things that I have seen, watched, or been a part of would really blow the average person's mind, because literally, the more of this door of self you open up, the greater the opportunities that come to you to understand that you are much greater. You understand that? You are much greater. I mean, look at the influences. Remember when hip-hop was a black thing and everybody was saying, oh, it wouldn't amount to nothing? Then it was hijacked and stolen? Well, it's starting to go full cycle now. I got a young hip-hop brother now. He's writing music, not just based on spirituality, but based on Egyptian spirituality.
Call it to Brother David.
Okay, Brother Dave, I'll take that call. Hello.
Finish that point you were making. Sorry about that, brother. Finish that point you were making, then we can go to the caller. Go ahead.
Okay. The reason why he picked Egyptian spirituality was because he said, brother, that is the foundation of who we are as a people. And it's deeper than that. And I'm looking at him saying, how old are you? He said, I'm 15. I said, brother, you have a whole lot more to give. And you still, just 15, please. Those type of people will be exposed to you when you begin to open yourself up to that greater purpose. Okay, Brother Dave, I'll take that call, man.
Okay, great. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother David?
Hello, Brother Dave. Hello, Brother Davis. This is Sister Hello. Mel calling in tonight.
Well, hello, Sister Mel.
Hey, now. I just wanted to first say thank you for everything. I really enjoy tuning in on Wise Wednesdays. I really enjoy everything that you're doing, and I just wanted to thank you and just tell you I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Sister. Thank you very much. But is there any other question? Any question at all?
I had a couple questions, but I have a couple questions for Sister Davis. Can I speak with Sister Davis tonight?
You know what? Sister Davis is outside on the telephone with my daughter. Evidently, she's going through something. I don't know what it is, but she's been out there for about 15 or so minutes. But I tell you what, you do you have our phone number?
I don't.
Okay, hey, Dave, when we get off
yes,
the
sir.
Air,
yes, sir.
When we get off the air, text Sister Melanie and give her our phone number and let her call Sister Davis. That way, Sister Davis can get her call and let her know what her schedule is, because we are on the road right now. And I know it seems that I just make time for this, but this is what our purpose is. But I know whatever it is that you would like to ask her, Melanie, she'd love to be able to spend some time with you. So if you just let Dave, after the show, Dave will text you her phone number, and you can give her a call, and I'll tell her if I get a chance that to expect a call from you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for the
Okay, hold on. One second before you go, sister, because once you came on, I had another call that I had to switch over, so I'm not sure who this is. Who is this? Melanie who?
This is Mel's wife.
Oh, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. Yes, I will make sure you have the number.
Okay, thank you, Brother Dave.
Okay, sister.
Did you say there was another call, brother?
No, go ahead, Brother Davis. You're good to go.
Okay. One of the main things I want you to understand, everybody, I want you to understand is that none of this can emanate by itself. You literally have to do something. And when you do, you're going to be rewarded for it. But the rewards that you get are greater than you can perceive, because your mind has been molded by Westernism to think and believe certain ways. But when you open up that door and you begin to operate in, and I tell people this is the sun process. And the reason why I say that is because you give life to other people because of the energy you emanate. And see, a lot of times people will be having a bad day, but because you give life to people, when they see you, they become better, because every time they see you, they only have positive reflection. And the reason why they have positive reflections is because that's how you live. This is not an error. When I'm at work every day, I greet people. When I'm on the CB and I hear some nasty stuff on the CB, I never turn into them. And it's around me all the time. Sometimes I build relationships. Because, you know, people say, you know, man, people don't, they don't get on here and talk like you. And I said, brother, look, let's go to a different channel. And that way we can converse, or it might be a sister, we can converse, or my wife might be doing the conversing. I wake up and she'll say, baby, you know, the people like talking, this brother has a question I know you can answer. Or this sister has a question I know you can answer. But what is unique about it is that we are opening ourselves up to help other people become better people. And we become better from that process. And I'm really hoping that people begin to see that all of this stuff that's going on, it has nothing to do with how you feel, and you should take a stand about it. It has nothing to do with who you are, and you should take a stand about it. And we have situations like Flint, you should be able to call them up and take a stand about it. When you sit in silence, you wait for the same poison to attack you. But when you go out and attack the poison, you literally offend those who would like to destroy you. And the best part about that is that your numbers are growing every day. No one person feels one way and no one else feels that way. Somebody else feels the way you feel. You just got to do the right things to open up them doors. So what do? Incorporate who you are in what your purpose is. And understand this, I don't think for a minute that everybody is the most positive person in the world. But I think people can change. And in that change, if I can be a part of that, then I'll be blessed by it. Believe me, I'm blessed by every time I get on a Sear radio show. I'm blessed by every call that I get. And I'm blessed hand over foot immensely. Sometimes I'm blessed more than I can expect. I got picked up my phone last night and on the run. I said, I got to call Dave to let him know what tomorrow night's show's going to be like. I pick it up and he's Dr. Hawkins on the phone. You know, it made me feel bad because I should have made time in my schedule because I know the quality of the show to get it in. But sometimes, you know, your schedule gets like that. I'm not being critical. I just missed a great show. I don't know what all he talked about, but I know him personally enough to say I know what he gave you was good. And he's one of the few people I could tell you now who is walking the edge of incorporating science and spirituality on such a level that when people elevate themselves, they'll be worthy of being able to tap into so much more that's about to come. And it's coming whether you're ready for it or not. And that's why we must elevate ourselves, because you cannot give a child a gun. If we elevate ourselves, we elevate ourselves to maturity so that when this type of power is exposed, you have the ability to wield it justly. You see, that's what makes us as humans a unique creature, because we not only can think, we can grow out of our circumstance, regardless of what it is. We can do things to emanate a change that everybody can benefit by. But we must prepare. And in preparing, that means we got to do some things to better ourselves, who we are, and stay focused on what our plan is, what our purpose is, and it'll happen. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people will never get to really know who they are, because they will stay caught up in the programming. And then when things begin to happen and they see those same people along the way who were saying, man, you know, I can't do it for you, but I can help you, that are growing by the challenges in their lives, then now they want to say, you know what, man, I wish I could have been a part of that. Well, the reason why you wasn't, because you chose not to. It wasn't, the opportunity was not there for you. So take advantage of this opportunity of now, because I'm going to tell you something. I love my life. I love what I do, and I love my people. And we ain't supposed to be where we are, and I can do something to help change that. I told you, I get fired up sometimes. But listen, we're coming closer to the end of the show. I definitely want to give Brother Dave some time to articulate what the plan is for Tando Radio. And I also want y'all to know, listen, you can call me. Just take the time. If you're on the show, and we got 10 minutes left, and you got that one question that you're holding for some reason, and I'm not saying this to make you feel bad, because a lot of people hold things, you know what I mean? And then after the opportunity passed, they say, you know what I should have did? That doesn't mean anything after the opportunity. Take advantage of this opportunity. Pick up your phone, put your question out there. I give you what I can, because really, that's all I'm responsible. I'm responsible to give you what I can. All my teachings came from somebody who had enough to open the door to say, maybe you want to consider reading this. And that moved me to grow to understand the importance of my link in this great thing called the universe. So I try to fortify it every day. Every day I try to fortify it. So look, Brother Dave, let me give you back. You got some time to put you to converse about what you
want. Whoa, Brother Dave.
Okay.
Hold on. Brother Davis, I have a couple of requests. People wanted to have your email address so that they can email you. So could you give that information out where they can contact you or how can they get in contact with you?
Yes, not a problem. My email address is blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, rdavis at AOL.com. And listen, my schedule's been stepped back up again. I'm on the road, so I'm in different parts of the country. So, and I believe that literally that's for a purpose, because see, that way when I get through or if I'm coming through, I could call you up and say, yo, I'm coming through for an hour or so, or maybe we can have dinner or have sit down for a cup of coffee. Now, this might require something of you if we can make it happen. If not, then that's fine. Because, see, what is important is that we are making the attempt to climb the mountain.
That's
and
right.
as we do, there's a saying that Brother Warren says, I can't think of, you push me, I pull you. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the purpose of us making things work, pushing and pulling each other so we can get to the top. So, yeah, brother, I mean, and that's, once again, let me put it out there to you. It's Blessed R. Davis, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, R. Davis, at AOL.com. And if you hit me up, I'll do the very best I can. I promise you that.
So true. So true. Brother Davis, once again, thank you for Wise Wednesdays. I enjoy them. You know, it's not a matter of enjoying them. It helps me with everything that we do here and what I do and what how I project my overall energy by choice. And this is all by choice. And we choose to be who we are. So there's no excuse for where we go. And I just really want to thank you, Brother Davis and Sister Davis. Much love, Sister Davis, to you on Team Davis. And looking forward to next Wednesday and throughout the week where Brother Davis, you know, chimes in from time to time when he can. And as you already heard, he's on the move. Why? Because he's getting closer to you. That's really the reason. So much love, much respect to you, Brother Davis. Thank you so much. Everyone, we're going to get ready, get out of here so that we can make way for the new Abolition Radio. And I'm going to tell you, there was a great question. Brother Davis answered Scotty's question about the draft, and Scotty asked a great, great question. Brother Davis had put out some great information about some of the things that we need to do. It's so, so true. It's critical. But also there are some things I'm going to talk about that also tomorrow on the show. But hey, we got to get out of here. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. God willing, we'll be on the show tomorrow. But if not, our energy is always here and among each other in this eternal walk that we go through. And I treasure this with you all. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Peace and blessings.
Consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.